Welcome to this edition of Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson.
It's time to just say, Lord, here I am. I want to be a functioning member. I want to make the contribution that you've intended for me to make. This whole thing of the gifts of the Spirit is connected to the baptism with the Spirit. We need to be baptized with the Spirit.
Today on Back to Basics, Pastor Brian continues his study in the book of Romans. Join us as Pastor Brian begins in Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, in a message titled, Using Our Spiritual Gifts. Now, here's Pastor Brian.
God gifts people to serve, just to do what needs to be done. And again, this is something that comes off very naturally, but it is supernatural. There are people that they just have this gift to serve. They're just there. They see what needs to be done, and they just have this amazing gifting to just go out and just get it done. And it happens simply and efficiently. And you look on, you think, man, that is amazing. Thank God for that person. That's a gift of ministry. People come in and say, what can I do? Well, we need this, this, that, and the other thing. All right, taken care of. Don't worry about it. I'll get it done. That's a beautiful gift of ministry, and we're so thankful for it. And it's such a necessary thing. You know, as the services go on here, what we often don't realize is that there are so many different gifts that are functioning just to allow for this to happen. All different kinds of people using different kinds of gifts to facilitate everybody that's here so somebody can stand up here and give a message. So the servants were here setting up and preparing and getting ready, and you know, they'll be here, and you know, it's a little bit different here, but I think of as we were pastoring one time, we had to meet in a school. So we had to set up our, you know, the hall every service and tear it down and all of that. And I just thank God that he brought those people along who were just simply servants, who just were there to do whatever needed to be done. And they were a vital part of what was happening each and every day. So if it's ministry, let us use that gift in ministry. He who teaches in teaching. And God gifts people to teach. And of course, what Paul's talking about here is teaching in the sense of teaching the scriptures, teaching spiritual truth. You know, it's an interesting thing that sometimes the assumption is a teacher is a teacher is a teacher. If you can teach math or history or English or geography or whatever, well, then of course you could probably teach theology or the Bible, but it's a different thing. It's a totally different thing. I have a friend who's a professor at a university in England, and he sat in our congregation in London when he was doing his doctoral work. He was there with us the whole time we were there. And he told me this later. I didn't realize it at the time. Well, he actually didn't tell me. I heard him say it to a group of pastors that he was speaking to. He said, you know, when I used to attend the church there, he said, I would sit and listen to Brian, and I would think, well, yes, you know, that's great, and that's wonderful. And he said in his mind, he was thinking, you know, he's a teacher, I'm a teacher, we've got that in common, I understand. And, you know, not in a prideful way, just simply connecting on that level of teaching. But he went on to say that after he got his PhD and after he had taught at the university for several years, he was asked at a certain point to become an assistant pastor at his church. And then he was asked to begin to give Bible studies. And he said he got up and he began to teach the Bible, and he felt like he had never taught a day in his life. He said it was nothing like what he did in that academic world. It's just a completely different thing. And it is, but it's something that God gifts us to do. And God has gifted people to teach. He's gifted people to teach in a variety of different fashions. I think of people that are gifted to teach children. You know, there are some people that they just have this amazing ability to teach a child the things of God, to communicate the things of God in such a way that that little child grasps those things and it impacts their life. What a beautiful thing. What a powerful thing. You want to serve the Lord? You want to leave your mark on the world? Ask God to give you the gift to teach and go teach kids, because kids become adults. And what an impact you can have. But God gifts those in the body to teach. And again, Paul's point is, if you have these gifts, use them. He who exhorts in exhortation. The word exhort means to, it means to encourage, but it also means to sort of provoke. It's a word that kind of gives the idea of you're encouraging somebody, but you're at the same time, you're sort of prodding them to greater heights. You know, come on. It's kind of, you know, almost like what a coach would do. You know, come on, you can do it. Yeah, go. So you're encouraging them, but it's kind of challenging as well. And again, some people have that beautiful gift of exhortation. If you have that gift, use it. Exhort people. Sometimes you're talking to somebody and you're feeling like, you know, you need to give them a challenging word, and yet you're going, oh man, I don't know, what they might get upset and might not come off all that well. But, you know, just take that step of faith and speak out that word. God can use that greatly in a person's life. Now he mentions giving. He who gives with liberality. So again, here is a gift. Giving is a spiritual gift. It would seem to be a very natural thing, wouldn't it? But there is that spiritual element here, where there are those people that God gifts to give. And that's just the way they are. They're just givers. They're generous. And they're not just with their financial resources. And sometimes it doesn't even necessarily mean that you have a whole lot financially to give, but it's just giving. You're giving of yourself, your resources, whatever. There's that gift to give. And then there is leading. He who leads with diligence. Leading. Part of the job of those in pastoral ministry is to lead. Because God wants to take us somewhere. We're going somewhere. His church is here in the world to do something, to accomplish something. And so there needs to be people who are leaders, people who have vision, people who can impart that vision and then take other people in that direction. Sometimes I've considered different men I've known in the ministry over the years, and they're great men. They love the Lord. They are good Bible teachers. And yet, you know, I've kind of looked at their ministry and think, you know, why isn't that, you know, there's sort of one ingredient that doesn't seem to be there. They don't seem to be going anywhere. And sometimes I think, you know, it's that leading thing, that gift to lead. God gives people the gift to lead. And so lead with diligence. And he who shows mercy, he who shows mercy. There are those that have that gift to show mercy and do it with cheerfulness, he says. When you're showing mercy to somebody, you don't want to be showing it begrudgingly. You want to be merciful and cheerful.
We'll return to Pastor Brian's message in just a moment. But first, we'd like to remind you that you can connect with Pastor Brian anytime through all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also visit our website, backtobasicsradio.com, where you can download a podcast of today's message or stream it for free. So take a moment and go to our website, and be sure to sign up for Pastor Brian's weekly devotional. Now, let's continue with today's message.
So again, it's not an exhaustive list. He's just giving examples. Again, his main point is use the gifts that God has given you. Okay, so that brings us to this big question. How do we know what gifts God has given us? Isn't that the big mystery? Well, how do I know what my gifts are? Well, remember this. They will manifest themselves in seemingly natural ways. They will manifest themselves in seemingly natural ways. There will be an inclination. I talked about that last week when we were talking about the will of God. And of course, within the context of the will of God would be these gifts that God would give us in serving Him. So, how do I know if I have the gift of prophecy? Well, there's the inclination towards speaking the word. There's the prompting that comes up in me, and then that inclination to speak it out. But then along with the inclination, there is also the opportunity. So there's a desire to do something, and then an opportunity arises to do it. That's one of the ways the Lord directs us into discovering the gifts that He's given to us. We start to desire to do something, and then before you know it, there's an opportunity to do it. And then we take the step of faith, and we find that there we are. We're in it. And think about that in the context of the different things that He said here. With prophesying, with ministry. We just have a desire to do something. And you're sitting there in your seat and you're just thinking, you know, I just want to do something for the Lord. I just want to serve. And then the next thing you know, somebody comes up and shares an opportunity with you. Desire, inclination, here comes an opportunity. What's next? Oh, well, I'm going to take a step of faith. You take the step of faith and there you find, wow. You're doing something and somebody a little older and more mature in the faith comes along and says, you know, man, I think God's really gifted you to do that. Really? He has? Yeah, I think so. Wow, this is a spiritual gift? Yeah, it's a spiritual gift. So that's the kind of thing that we're looking for when we're looking to discover what our gifts are. Now, sometimes we can make the mistake of assuming that because we're naturally gifted in a particular area, that's the area that God wants to use us in the context of His kingdom. That's not always the case. And so we have to be careful not to just simply make that assumption. Well, this is what I did before, and this is what I was gifted at, so now I'm a Christian, and I'm just going to take and do these things, but now I'm going to do them for the Lord. Now, I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. And many times it does. What I am saying, though, is it's not always the case. So we don't want to go with that assumption. Just because this is what we did here, that means as we come over into the kingdom, we're going to do it there. It might very well be the case, and we certainly want to be open to it, and we certainly would think that there's a strong possibility that it is. But we just need to keep that one thing in our minds that, well, Lord, maybe you have something else. Because I've seen where people have come in with that assumption that because they did this, they were just going to naturally step up and do that. And yet it became a disaster because it wasn't really the thing God was calling them to do for maybe a lot of reasons, but one of them a lot of times is because they had a lot of self-confidence and a lot of pride in what they did before, and they can't help but just sort of transfer that over, and then they got a long time figuring out that it's a different story in the kingdom of God. It doesn't work exactly like that. But having said that, God certainly can, and many times does, take those things that we say naturally gifted, but really, is it naturally gifted? Because after all, God's the creator, right? And He knows what He's instilled in us, even genetically. So I wouldn't say there's anything that's really a natural gift. But He does take those things many times. We've seen that kind of thing happen many times over. But here it is again: inclination, opportunity, stepping out in faith. These three things together equal the experiencing of the gifts of the Spirit. Now remember, Paul said, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly, and so forth, think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. And the idea here of the measure of faith is the giftings that he's talking about. So God has dealt to us, or distributed to each one, a measure of faith. And within that measure of faith, those gifts that he has will function and operate within that measure of faith. But the point that I want to emphasize is he's dealt this to each one. To each one, each and every Christian, each and every member of the body of Christ has tasks to perform and functions to fulfill. So again, what we need to do is just make ourselves available to the Lord and just be saying, Lord, here I am. I want to serve you. I want to do your will. I need that empowering to accomplish that. So, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Enable me through the giftings of your Spirit. And then see where that inclination comes in. Look for those opportunities to arise. Take those steps as they come, and you will find yourself moving in the ministry and the gifts of the Spirit. And this is how the Lord desires his body to be functioning from generation to generation. And so today, he's wanting to do these things with us. He's wanting us that have gifts and have had gifts and have used them, and maybe we've neglected them. He's saying, stir up those gifts. Get back out there and start doing those things again. And for those that have yet to discover those gifts, he's saying, take that step of faith. Look for the opportunities. Pray that God will move you in that direction. Because there's not a single person that is excluded from the call to serve the Lord. God has something for you to do, and he has giftings to enable you to do it. And that is so exciting. Man, it's just an exciting thing when you get in that place where, you know, you're ministering by the direction of the Spirit. And again, it's not, you don't necessarily feel this, all these supernatural kinds of things, but you just, there's just something there. You just know, man, this is what I was created to do. This is what I was born for. This is what I was fashioned to do. This is the thing. That is such a great thing. It's such a beautiful thing. And whenever you're serving the Lord and operating in the gifts and functioning as he intends and doing that part that's your part in the body, man, it's just thrilling. It's exciting. Anybody who's bored as a Christian is bored because you're not engaged. You've just been sitting and watching. You know, after a while, that gets boring. I can't sit and watch something very long. I get really antsy. It's like, okay, I want to do that. And so, you know, it can happen where you've sat, you've watched, you've seen everybody, you know, engaging and involved, and you have never, you know, stepped up. It's time to step up. It's time to just say, Lord, here I am. I want to be a functioning member. I want to make the contribution that you've intended for me to make. This whole thing of the gifts of the Spirit is connected to the baptism with the Spirit. We need to be baptized with the Spirit. I shared this story before. It's been quite a while, so I'll share it again. But years ago, when I was pastoring, I came to a point of frustration with the church because the same group of people, a relatively small group compared to the, you know, the total number of people that were part of the fellowship, a relatively small group did everything. And we did a lot of things, but every time there was something to be done, some outreach, some event, some ministry, whatever, you know, generally speaking, it was always the same people that did it. And there came a point where those people started to get weary. And I remember being really kind of frustrated by that. You know, it's like, what? How come people aren't getting involved? Why aren't they engaging? How come they're, you know, they just seem to be sitting, listening? And so as I was complaining about that to the Lord really spoke to me and said, it's your fault. And I said back, well, how's it my fault? You know, these are your people, not my people. I mean, you know, I teach them. I do what I thought you wanted me to do. And you know, here's what the Lord showed me. The Lord said, no, it's your fault because you've never given them the opportunity to experience that baptism with the Spirit. And then I thought about it. I thought, you know, I've taught series on the baptism of the Spirit. I've taught series 6-week study and 12-week study over the years, you know, on the baptism, the gifts of the Spirit. And I was imparting the information to the people, but I never really gave them the opportunity to experience. And so the Lord, that very moment, just said, you know, put it on my heart. You need to teach them and you need to give them the opportunity. So I decided, I did a radical thing. I decided on Sunday mornings I was going to do a series on the ministry, baptism, person, gifts of the Holy Spirit, 8-week series. And along with the series, at the end of every service, I was going to give opportunity for people to receive the baptism of the Spirit. So we began that series, preached it through 8 or 12 weeks, whatever it was. I think it was 8. And I'm not exaggerating. I would say every person in our church came forward in those 8 weeks to receive prayer to be baptized in the Spirit. And let me say this. Our church was never the same after that. It was never the same. We never had that problem again of not having enough people. We never had that problem of the same group of people doing everything. Everybody began to get engaged. Everybody came to life. Everybody began to experience that working of the Spirit. Now, everybody, I mean, maybe, you know, there were a few that weren't, but I'm generalizing. But it literally did. It transformed our church, turned us into a different church. And so I don't want to repeat the same mistakes that I've made in the past. So I want tonight to just take a minute and pray. We're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. We're talking about engaging. We're talking about finding our place in the body and functioning. But I don't want to just talk about it. Let's ask the Lord to fill us afresh with the Spirit, because the connection is there between the baptism of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. And if we're not filled with the Spirit, then we're not going to have those gifts flowing from us. So we need to receive that.
For the month of April, Back to Basics Radio is offering a book titled Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope, written by Christopher and Angela Ewan. The son of immigrants, Christopher Ewan was attracted to other boys. As he grew older, his mother Angela tried to change that. Instead, she found her own life out of control. Their mutual story of heartbreak, confusion, and surrender to God offers hope for anybody affected by homosexuality. This is a riveting and powerful story, and highly recommended, especially if you have friends, family members, or if you're in contact with people who are struggling with or have questions about the homosexual lifestyle. We encourage you to call us right now at 1-800-733-6443 or visit us online at backtobasicsradio.com to order the book Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope, written by Christopher and Angela Yuan. And when you give a gift to Back to Basics, we'll send you the book, Out of a Far Country, as our way to say thank you. We do appreciate your generous support to this ministry. We'd also like to remind you that all of our other resources are waiting for you at backtobasicsradio.com or by calling our request line at 1-800-733-6443. That's 1-800-733-6443. Our desire is to encourage you in your daily walk with God. We'll return tomorrow with more valuable insights from Pastor Brian as we study together in the book of Romans. Back to Basics is the preaching and teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.